Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome to Unhappy Hour, the show where we bitch about all the things we love to hate every single week. I'm your host, Matt Bellassai. I'm here in the studio right across from my co-host and producer, Barry Finke. Hi, Barry.
How did I spell my own name wrong in the script? Hi, Matt.
Well, by the time everybody, all of you winos are listening to this, everybody but me, who works at this goddamn podcast, will be on vacation.
Sorry, I'm going to be in New Hampshire, living it up, living that sweet lake life.
Personally, I never take vacation.
Right.
Because I'm actually always on vacation.
Yeah.
But we are not doing a full episode this week, but we did want to take a little peek into the rant hotline and bitch with you for just a few minutes on this 4th of July week.
Yeah.
Aren't you feeling so patriotic?
Oh my God, so patriotic. Love America. Thank you.
I did have a company that I actually do like reach out and ask if I wanted some like 4th of July merchandise. And I was like, no, thank you.
No,
hit me up at the next holiday. Not feeling the most patriotic.
The fact that they came at you for 4th of July and not Pride Month is interesting.
Honestly, yeah, I don't exactly know their politics.
What is it about you that is giving 4th of July vibes and not gay vibes?
Right. Let's be clear. I'm gay first and American second. Anyway, let's hear our rant hotline for the week to get a little bitching out of the way.
DJ, hit it.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Barry. You know what disgusts me? Fitness couples. Please tell us how your sex life is garbage by working out together. One person is already way too many to crowd up a gym, but a couple working out together? Get the fuck out of here. Oh, you want to take up all the space and use all the dumbbells? It's not like other people are working out too, bitch. If Live, Laugh, Love was a smell, this would be it.
Mm.
You want to flip each other and do yoga stretches? Do it in your own bed. Better yet, the outdoors so you get mauled by a pack of coyotes.
Okay.
That's
wow.
Doing everyone a favor. Thank you for letting me rant. And I just want to shout out to Joe, who made me addicted to this podcast. Thanks. Bye.
First of all, I just want to say this wino is absolutely coming for you, Matt. The Matt Bellassai impersonation here was to a T. If you need to go on vacation ever, I'm going to call this listener.
All right.
Get him in the hot seat.
I will say that was perfectly executed. Everybody who's thinking of calling into the rant hotline, take notes, because that is how you deliver it. I'll take off a point for shouting out your friend at the end, okay? This is not your moment to give accolades to someone else. But yes, fitness couples are an abomination. They should not be allowed. I go to the gym just in my building, so I feel like I escape most of the horrors that is like a public gym.
Yeah, but I feel like that is the type of gym that would have even more couples.
Yeah, and
it does.
Because
they're already done. Yeah, see, I rarely see a couple.
That's the problem, is that I think I mostly escape the awfulness, but then when it peaks in, it's pretty bad. And yeah, there are a lot of couples that do come to my gym. And it's just, yeah, it's always so, you can tell one of them doesn't want to be there, that they only got dragged along. And then that person is always just like a draining energy on the gym.
Yeah.
It's like, how am I supposed to be inspired if you are here just kind of flopping around?
Yeah. But also at the same time, it's like their weight bringing you down also makes you stronger.
That's true, because I know that I'm better.
Yeah. And going to the gym is about judging and comparing yourself in competition. So that part is good. I very rarely see a couple at the gym. There are like bro couples who are there who I now...
Arguably way worse.
Yeah. No, I actually would say 100% worse. I mean, there's a group of guys at the gym who like have matching t-shirts now. And I think what's rude is that we work out at the same time. We kibitz every once in a while. We say, hey, I never have been invited to their workout. I didn't get a t-shirt. I feel left out. And now that my trainer's gone, I'm flopping around the gym trying to figure out how to put the other weights on the things, because my trainer always did that for me. And I feel like I'm going through a breakup, because now these guys see me and they're like, what are you doing here alone? And I'm like, I was broken up with by my trainer.
Yeah. And so you should feel bad, actually.
I do. Yeah.
But the point is, if it weren't for them, you wouldn't feel bad. Ultimately, it is the presence of a gym couple, albeit a straight couple. A couple of straights.
Right.
Yeah. I will say, I witnessed one of the worst things I've ever seen in my gym this week. And I hesitate because I want to be as forgiving as possible, as understanding as possible to people in the gym.
I'm so nervous about what you're about to say.
I know how it felt when I first started going to the gym.
Yeah.
I wanted nobody else to be there. I didn't want anyone to see what I was doing.
So
I felt so self-conscious.
Scared.
There's a woman who comes into my gym and she's got to be like, I don't know, mid-20s maybe.
Okay.
I've seen her a couple of times now. She does have the worst form I've ever seen, which I know is a very bro-y thing to be like, well, your squat, not up to my standards, girly. The egregious thing is that, I mean, she's clearly using weight that is like five times what she should be using. And she looks like she's going to buckle over at any minute.
Uh-huh.
But the worst thing is that she takes off her sandals.
Ew.
And is barefoot on the ground.
No, literally not allowed at my gym. You can take your shoes off, but you have to have your socks
on. I'm sure there's a sign somewhere.
Yeah.
I've never had to seek it out because I know to wear my goddamn shoes in the middle of the gym. But she takes them off.
No.
She does like one set of horrible squats. And then she just like went and sat on a bench and sort of like stared in my direction for like 20 minutes. And then got up all barefoot the entire time.
Mm-mm.
Got up, put the weights back, and left. She did like three squats, sat there, looked at me for 20 minutes, and then left. And I'm just so...
You should date her. She should be your fitness couple.
I almost am like, does she only come down here to like escape her apartment? What is her living situation up there?
That's highly possible.
Yeah.
Or she's got a foot fetish thing. I mean, the good news is she's probably going to get like some terrible foot disease and like die.
Yeah,
so...
like we're out here battling monkeypox, people. I don't know if you've heard, but exposing your bare skin to the ground of a public gym, maybe not the wisest move here in 2022.
No.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway. So rest assured, even though fitness couples are bad, you can be horrible as an individual.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. Anyway, shout out to this listener. Shout out to all of you. We'll be back next week with a usual episode.
Full length, baby. Feature.
Full length.
Feature length. We're going
from base
3 hours.
Tip. You're... We're giving you the full shaft. And that is it for this week's little mini episode. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.